on the fly.
Must be the season of the witch.
no one told me about her, the way she lied. Well, no one told me about her, how many people cried. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there. Well, let me tell you about the way she looked, the way she had said, the color of her hair. Her voice was soft and cool, her eyes were clear and bright, but she's not there. No one told me about her. What could I do? Well, no one told me about her, though they all knew. But it's too late to say you're sorry. How would I know? Why should I care? Please don't bother trying to find her. She's not there.
For my monster from his slab began to rise, and suddenly, to my surprise,
he did the mash.
He did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
He did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
He did the mash.
He did the monster mash. From my laboratory in the castle east, to the master bedroom where the vampires feast, the ghouls all came from their humble to get a jolt from my electrode.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They did the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They did the mash.
They did the monster mash. The zombies were having fun. The party had just begun. The guest included Wolfman, Dracula, and his son. The scene was rocking, all were digging the sounds. Igor on chains, backed by his baying hounds. The coffin bangers were about to arrive with their vocal group, the Crypt Kicker Five.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash.
The monster mash.
It was a graveyard smash.
They played the mash.
It caught on in a flash.
They played the mash.
They played the monster mash. Out from his coffin, Rex's voice did ring. Seemed he was troubled by just one thing. Opened the lid and shook his fist and said,
whatever happened to my Transylvania twist?
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash.
The monster mash.
And it's a graveyard smash.
It's now the mash.
It's caught on in a flash.
It's now the mash.
It's now the monster mash. Now everything's cool, Drax a part of the band, and my monster mash is the hit of the land. For you, the living, this mash was meant to. When you get to my door, tell them Gordy sent
you. Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
The monster mash.
And do my graveyard smash.
Then you can mash.
You'll catch on in a flash.
Then you can mash.
Then you can monster mash.
Monster Mash, oh boy.
Mash, ooh.
Monster Mash, oh boy.
Blinded me with something. I know.
Thank you.
Thomas Dolby, and She Blinded Me with Science. Yeah, a lot of guys, I'm sure, can relate to that. Hey, how you doing? Happy to have you on board once again here. Another On the Fly with me, Bob Neary, a.k.a. Doc Rock. Yeah, it's a post-Halloween show for me. I hope you had a good one yourself. I'm down here in Wilmington, North Carolina. Well, right across the bridge in Winnebago, right next to Leland. Anyway, we had it's a growing little neighborhood I'm in, and we had some really cool trick-or-treaters. It was a lot of fun. Man, this is one little girl, probably about 6, 7. She had this butterfly costume on. The butterfly wings were all lit up and flapping with LEDs. And playing music, super, super cute. And a bunch of other good folks showing up at the door looking for the candy, you know? Anyway, yeah, it's a post-Halloween show because this aired down here a few days ago, Saturday night on HQR. Bobby Boris Pickett with the perennial favorite, the Monster Mash. She's Not There. Zombies. Contributed that, a very early one for the Zombies, and Rod Argent on the keyboards with kind of a spooky groove going. And Donovan, Season of the Witch. Pretty sure he wrote it. Pretty sure it wasn't aimed at Halloween, but sure became adopted. And we'll get back to it now, because it's time to do that. Here's one that really kind of like launched Stevie Nicks into pop music fame. You know it.
Taken by the wind. What is that? I put a spell on you. Because you're mine. Stop the things you do. What's up?
distant beaches with tales of brave Ulysses. I was naked as you caught you by the sirens sweetly singing. From the sparkling waves of colors, you kissed her white Ulysses.
Joy.
That's Tom Tom Club, offshoot of, yeah, Talking Heads, Dogs in the Trash, and yeah, whole group of the original members of Talking Heads all getting together on Cobera this week. Maybe that's a sign they might be getting ready to get out there again. That'd be nice, huh? Strange Days, Doors, of course, doing that, and Ray Manzarek contributing the spooky sound and keyboards. Also heard a, boy, that one should be a classic Halloween tune if there ever was. That's Rotary Connection. And what really grabs me about that tune is that soaring, haunting vocal you hear particularly put in there at the end of the tune. That's Minnie Riperton, and that's her voice. That's no effect that's been plugged in. A good band to check out. Songs was the album that it came from. It was a bunch of covers. And also heard in the set, I Put a Spell on You, Screamin' Jay Hawkins, the original back in the late 50s. A lot of folks covered that. Started off with Rhiannon, Fleetwood Mac, and of course, what I think is perhaps Stevie Nicks' first real signature tune. I still recall seeing her do that live. She was about literally 10 feet away from me up in Connecticut at Trod and Ossol. It was just when the band was out on the road for their first tour with Stevie and Lindsay. Getting back to it now, here's Classics 4. CygnusRadio.com.
In the cool of the evening when everything is getting kind of groovy, I call you up and ask you if you'd like to go with me and see a movie. First you say no, you got some plans for the night, and then you stop and say, spooky little girl like you. You always keep me guessing. I never seem to know what you are thinking. And if a fella looks at you, it's for sure your little eye will be a winking. I get confused, cause I don't know where I stand. And then you smile and hold my hand. Love is kind of crazy with a spooky little girl like you.
By a little friend. across the sky. Is the spider.
Now he's dropped onto the floor, heading for the bedroom door. Maybe he's as scared as me. Where's he gone now? I can't see. Trapped in the ball, doesn't seem to move at all. Perhaps he's dead, I'll just make sure.
Gent who ran amok in Kent. Lately he's been overheard in Mayfair. You better stay away from him. He'll rip your lungs out, Jim. I'd like to meet his tailor. Solon Chaney walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. A Solon Chaney Jr. walking with the Queen, doing the werewolves of London. I saw a werewolf drinking a pina colada at Trader Vic's. His hair was perfect. We'll be right back.
on my mind. No doubt about it, she looks so fine. She's the best girl that I ever had. Sometimes she's gonna make me feel so bad.
Thank you. words can soothe him, no prayer remove him, and I must hear
some songs, you just got to let them play out. And that's one of them. That's Alan Parsons' project. Latter part of the 70s, I believe. And a great tune that's based around the poem from Edgar Allan Poe, The Raven. What else? Well, we also heard a bunch of stuff. Let's take it from the top. Classics 4 was Spooky. I think that's Dennis Yost, and that probably going back to early 60s. Boris the Spider, The Who, pretty sure the band's bassist, whose name, darn it, I can't recall, wrote that one. We also heard, well, Werewolves of London, Warren Zevon. You know, Warren just had such a great sense of humor. His hair was perfect. And the Werewolves. And finally, in between Warren and Alan Parsons, the debut hit single, Top 40, played a lot of that one. That was Deep Purple doing Hush, and I recall that as being their first single that put Deep Purple on the map. So that's the show, post-Halloween. Again, hope you had a good one. I'm Bob Neary, and thanks as always for tuning in, always with the invite to come on back. We'll do it again 9 a.m. next Wednesday here on CygnusRadio.com, right ahead of the next guy in line, and you know him, Rick Allison, and his sidekick on Wednesdays, Frank Fratelli. Stay tuned, always entertaining, commentary will be topical, fun, yeah, maybe a little bit on the vulgar side from time to time. Ignore that. Just go with it. Leave you off with one final one. This is Howlin' Wolf. Hey, covering Willie Dixon. Y'all take care.
Well, I ain't superstitious, but a black cat, of course. For sure. Well, my right hand, I'll get some money for sure. But when my left falls off, somebody's got to go. Well, all right.
superstition, but a black cat is crossing my dream. Well, I ain't superstition, black cat of course. My baby by my side. Boy, she the sweetest thing you ever seen. Your dog is howling, and the hound.
Gotcha.
This has been a Stock Rock presentation, darling.
Listen, baby. Have you ever been loved by a man? Call the movie.